Facebook employees showed up at the Trump headquarters.
Google employees and Twitter employees.
They were embedded in your campaign?
I mean, they were there multiple days a week, 3-4 days a week, 2 days a week.
What were they doing inside?
You helping teach us how to use their platform.
Helping you get elected?
I asked each one of them by email. I want to know every single secret button, click, technology you have. I want to know everything you would tell Hillary's campaign plus some. And I want your people here to teach me how to use it.
This is history book stuff. I keep saying that, Milo.
Yeah. No, it is. And this is an example of one of those moments in time where regime change, if you like, happens quietly and slowly and almost while nobody is noticing. The incremental erosion of rights in America has started to accelerate in the last 5 or 10 years. The assaults on the First Amendment, the assaults on the Second Amendment, the voices who are calling attention to those assaults being snuffed out on social media. I think it's relatively unprecedented in a large, free, democratic nation for all of the institutions in that country, the academy, journalism, the media, the entertainment industry, politics, everyone.
That's what it is to see them all involved in criminal activity and lies. It's like it hurts you, not for you, but the sense of justice. It's like, Jesus, my country's this overrun? I thought I knew how bad. I thought it was a few controllers.
YouTube should fire Southern Poverty immediately from all YouTube monitoring, because it's an outrage. I mean, to have the possibility of an anti-conservative hitting delete for partisan reasons or on any content that's relevant to patriotic Americans. And I think Google really needs to be, and YouTube, be transparent. I mean, moving forward, to monitor content and have a no policy related to anyone that has any political affiliation or any reputation for being partisan. And I think also there really needs to be an apology to patriotic Americans that use YouTube for this gross oversight and unfair process that's really done not with any kind of disclosure in the choice of using Southern Poverty for the monitoring of content. It just doesn't make sense. And frankly, it opens up a bunch of things. I mean, when they're doing this to conservatives, what else are they doing it to?
There is a purge of not just InfoWars, but thousands and thousands of Christian pro-gun, pro-military shooting clubs, you name it, and that actually News Corp met with Google, Facebook, and Twitter, bragged that they were going to work with the left to come in and shut down censorship.
The emoji, the image of the Taiwanese flag, it makes your phone crash. John McCain said, if you hack anybody or you download illegal music, we will fry your computer. We will crash it or maybe even fry it. People said that's outrageous. They already had that technology. Apple's China-friendly censorship caused an iPhone crashing bug, Wired. And it goes on that if you try to send the Taiwanese flag, your iPhone crashes. Well, what happened 5 months ago? Apple officially moved to China to be tax exempt, merged with the government, and they told Reuters, in China, if you are based here, the government runs you. That's just the way it is. And boom, if they can censor a flag in real time, they can do a voice print and ban Alex Jones or President Trump. They can ban words, just like you try to type on your iPhone a cuss word, it won't let you do it. It's beyond that. It's here. And that's the new Article 13, Article 11, saying that software by law will be on all devices where you cannot even say or do certain things preemptively. Now, this was such a big blow up for Apple, they had to back off. They said, we apologize. We'll only geolocate if you're inside China. Let that sink in. You've got all these Hollywood programs saying I'm a racist and misrepresenting who I am, defaming me. You've got the very same corporations and calling for me to be shut down so they can lie about me and you, and we don't have a way to speak out or resist it and even counter it. Apple and others have moved to China and are now putting the iCloud data keys to everyone's iPhone on their platform and admitting that Chinese intelligence now runs Apple. And I'm just a loyal American sitting here saying it's wrong for an American citizen not to be able to send the Taiwanese flag to somebody because the Chi-Coms that have killed over 100 million of their own people and sell Christians organs because they're Christians on the world market. What, tell me a 30-year-old Christian doesn't have a heartbeat or a soul next? Liberals, you're not liberals. You are weak.
Whether it's the World Economic Forum, whether it's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, whether it's Open Philanthropy and Dustin Moskowitz, we know that all of these organizations thought that they could bamboozle all of us. They thought that by putting fact checkers on every post, we'd stop sharing posts. They thought by canceling people that we wouldn't actually listen to people's voices. But the bad news is for them, we continue to do it. So what are the simple things that you can do? The simple things you can do, like I said before, support the alternative platforms that are allowing these voices to be heard. Make sure that you actually have these conversations. Without the utility of this voice and this platform, we will lose the war. So our job is really simple. Share this, communicate this, support.
The InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for products to keep strong and prepared. Donate and share the videos at band.video.
Listening to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geiser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser, your host today. We've got this breaking news on the desk here. Biden administration Surgeon General Vivek Murthy on Tuesday declared gun violence a public health crisis, furthering Democrats' war on gun rights. Let's go ahead and run this clip and unpack it on the other side.
Hello, I'm U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy. Today, for the first time in the history of our office, I am issuing a Surgeon General's advisory on firearm violence. It outlines the urgent threat firearm violence poses to the health and well-being of our country. As a doctor, I've seen the consequences of firearm violence up close in the lives of the patients I've cared for over the years. These are moms and dads, sons and daughters, all of whom were robbed of their physical and mental health by senseless acts of violence. Unfortunately, the problem has continued to grow. 54% of adults in America report that they or a family member have experienced a firearm-related incident, whether they've been personally threatened with or injured by a firearm, lost a family member, witnessed a shooting, or shot a firearm in self-defense. Many of these harms are disproportionately felt in our communities. Black individuals endure the highest rates of firearm homicides, while suicide rates are highest among veterans, older white individuals, and younger American Indian and Alaska Native people. What is especially devastating is how this has affected our children. Firearm violence has become the number one cause of death among children and adolescents, more than car accidents or drug overdoses. I've sat with parents who've lost a child to firearm violence. I've listened to their stories and felt their pain as they describe the holes in their hearts. As a father, I know a parent's worst nightmare is to lose a child, to feel like you can't protect your child from harm. Beyond these precious lives that are lost to firearm violence, there are wider ripples of harm to those who are injured, who witness the incidents, who live in urban and rural communities where such violence takes place, and who constantly read and hear about firearm violence in the news. The collective trauma and fear that Americans are experiencing is contributing to the mental health challenges that we are facing today. Nearly 6 in 10 U.S. adults say they worry about a loved one being a victim of firearm violence. Our children should not have to live in fear that they are going to get shot if they go to school. None of us should have to worry that going to the mall or a concert or a house of worship means putting our lives at risk, or that we'll get a call that a loved one in a moment of crisis has taken their own life with a firearm. All of us, regardless of our background or beliefs, want to live in a world that is safe for us and our children. The Surgeon General's advisory lays out the approach we can take to address firearm violence as the public health crisis that it is. This includes implementing community violence prevention programs and firearm risk reduction strategies, improving access to mental health care for those exposed to or at risk for firearm violence, and expanding research funding to inform and evaluate our prevention strategies. Firearm violence is a public health crisis. Our failure to address it is a moral crisis. To protect the health and well-being of Americans, especially our children, We must now act with the clarity, courage, and urgency that this moment demands.
So people of color are disproportionately inclined to be victims of homicide by firearm, but that's funny how they spin it, because we know that people of color are more likely statistically to actually commit homicide by firearm. And it really doesn't have so much to do with race as it has to do with poverty. Low-income people are more likely to be violent or victims of violence. This is known. And they just manipulate these statistics in order to use the ails of some distant civilization, some distant community or culture, as an excuse to erode your right to bear arms, your Second Amendment right, which should not be infringed. It said shall not be infringed in the Constitution, but we've seen it infringed time and time and time again. And frankly, when he said that he's sat with families who've been victims of gun violence, I just don't really believe him. I mean, maybe it's some book signing. I wonder if he came out with a book. He seems like the kind of guy that might have a book. That's some book signing or public event. Maybe some parent approached him. But the fact of the matter is, our government doesn't actually care about your health or your life in any way, shape, or form. We know this because these vaccines were abundantly deadly. We know this because of the experiments of the CIA through MKUltra. We know this for a litany of reasons, whether it's Fauci's led NIH allowing contaminated blood products to infect 10,000 hemophiliacs with HIV in the 80s. Anybody that got a blood transfusion was at risk of getting HIV or hepatitis. They know about all of these things that actually kill you, and they cover them up, don't fight for them. But then suddenly when there's a homicide in the ghetto, they act like they care about the lives of people of color. They act like they care about the lives of people of color while simultaneously advocating for conscription to be expanded to women. They act like they care about the lives of people of color while simultaneously advocating for full-term abortion. Because the more developed a baby's organs are in utero, the more valuable it is on the organ market. So you're going to believe Vivek Murphy or Murray or whatever the hell his name is when he tells you that he's opposed to the Second Amendment, when he tells you he doesn't want you to have a gun because it's for your own safety, because he loves you so much? Please. These people care nothing for human life. They value it so little. They see themselves as gods and everyone else as plebes. We are the proletariat class. They are the bourgeois. They want to hammer us down. They want to duplicate their consciousness. They want to live forever, and they want your organs. Maybe that's the reason they don't want you shot. They don't want your liver or your kidneys being damaged as they harvest them so they can live forever like something out of Altered Carbon. And now we see reports that the World Economic Forum is urging us to wash clothes less to save the planet. And I don't know if the crew found this clip or not, but do you remember the famous clip? It was used in the song, the folk song, where they took Alex Jones's.
Yeah, the Bon Iver.
The Bon Iver song, yeah. Bon Iver knockoff.
Bony Bear?
Yes. Where he says that he heard that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama just smell like sulfur.
Because they do.
And it has demonic connotations. You imagine that a demon coming out of the ground would have to go through a bunch of natural gas in order to get to the top, and that would explain the sulfur odor. And now we have the World Economic Forum urging everyone else in the United States of America to smell just like them. Humans need to stop washing their clothes in order to save the planet, the World Economic Forum globalist think tank is urging. Claiming that decreasing the number of washes will reduce carbon emissions, the World Economic Forum released guidelines for the public to wash our clothes less to help the planet. So now we have to sacrifice meat from our diets. Now we have to sacrifice hygiene from our routine. We are supposed to be famished and just ratchet. You want us tattered and torn and hungry for the sake of the climate. They literally want to kill humanity for the sake of saving the planet, when the whole point of saving the planet was supposed to be to save humanity. But now they've worshipped the planet so much it's become an idol, a god in and of itself, that they would rather have everyone on the planet dead as long as the planet is beautiful and green and showing no signs of life whatsoever in terms of human life. They want to kill all livestock, all cattle. We see chicken coop after chicken coop after chicken coop ablaze. Have you seen the reports over the last several years? Have you seen how many different farms have just been in giant flames? While the cost of chicken has gone up 40%, I don't know if the crew has noticed this. I mentioned this the other day on War Room. Have you guys noticed? If you go to P. Terry's, they leave you a note now that says, "We're sorry for the increase in cost, but the cost of chicken is up 40%, so we had to raise our prices." Did you guys notice that at P. Terry's? I don't know if you've been in the last couple of weeks. My wife took a picture of it. But they want you starving. They don't want you eating any meat. They want you soy and beta and low T and weak and malleable and desperate and unarmed. To me, when I see something on the desk like this, "Wash clothes less to save the planet," it's the same as when I see reports that Vivek Murphy, the Surgeon General, is saying that they need to crack down on gun violence because it's a public health crisis. What they do is they just declare everything an emergency, because in a state of emergency, all of the rules and regulations change. It allows basically unilateral power across the political class to instill any policy which will never be reverted or changed back. They always say 2 weeks to slow the spread. They always say, CRO says, "Oh, we're just going to lock down the studio for 2 weeks and then you'll be back on the air." That is bull. They always say things are going to be better when this emergency is over. The pandemic, we have to instill these emergency regulations and rules for how we count ballots, how we do these elections. We have to change the rules just because it's unsafe to go to the ballot box. Then the pandemic goes over. 3 years go by since the pandemic. All of the laws in all of these states are still exactly the same, even if they have Republican legislatures. Do you not realize yet that we are being betrayed at the highest levels by the people, the very people sworn to protect us and our rights? Treason, betrayed, betrayal, wretched Judas crap, Brutus crap at the highest levels. So please, I beg you, I implore you, do not be fooled when they come out and they claim that they care about you or your children. That man invoked his own children as an excuse to take away your right to defend yourself and your family. How sick is that? I mean, imagine somebody exploiting the life of their children to justify egregious violations of rights. I've never heard of anything like that before. Who would exploit the lives of their children for the sake of money or a political end? What kind of sick bastard would exploit children? He's exploiting his own children to take away your Second Amendment right. I've never heard of anything like that before. Who would do that? What kind of sick cuck would do that?
I know like 14.
Evil people. We are dealing with good versus evil at the highest levels. All of the stories that we've grown up adoring, whether they're biblical stories, whether it's Lord of the Rings, this is Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, Empire versus Rebellion, Sauron versus the Hobbits level stuff. I mean, if you've ever watched a World War II movie and gotten goosebumps, if you watched Saving Private Ryan and were just blown away by the intensity of the Normandy invasion of D-Day, Operation Overlord, and inspired by the heroism and the courage of good versus evil, and if you believed in it, and if you resonated with it, and if you wished just for a moment that you had the chance to do something so good and so glorious so that when you die, you would know that when you met God at the pearly gates, you would be welcomed in with open arms, "My good and faithful servant," then you should wake up right now and realize that we are amidst a very similar conflict. No, it's not artillery. No, it's not machine guns on a beach as you lie about your age so that you can enlist in the most glorious war of all time of good versus evil. It's not the same medium, but it is the same story. This is the greatest war between good and evil happening right before our eyes. And the clues are everywhere, whether it's a headline about washing your clothes less or a headline about Vivek What's-His-Face saying that you can't have a gun because he's got a kid. These are all the little clues that prove to us over and over again that the devil has minions among us, perpetuating his plan, whether they know it or not. He, just as God does, works through human beings. His will, it's his plan versus God's plan, and it's a matter of how many people are going to get on the right side, and we don't even need the majority. We just need a small minority with the balls to do what is right in the face of adversity. Say, well, Chase, what does it mean? What does doing what's right look like? Well, first of all, follow the Ten Commandments, plus love one another as Jesus loved you. And once you've done that, then go to war. Once you have conquered the evil within, then you can fight the evil without. Once you have made your own bed, then you can change the world. Once you make yourself better, then you can make the world a better place. So conquer the evil within. Get your house in order, get right with God, and go to war. Not violent war. I'm talking metaphorically here. Go to war against evil itself, whether it's the pedophiles in your neighborhood hosting drag queen story hours, as they did in mine just a couple of weeks ago, whether it's these leftists at the top, whether the Republicans or Democrats, whether it's these globalist organizations like the World Economic Forum or the UN or NATO or the Biden regime. Go to war with these people. Show up and vote. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy something to keep us on the air. Fight the war for good. You don't want to go by your whole life barely making ends meet, paycheck to paycheck, trying to figure out how you're going to solve your credit card debt. Trying to do the total money makeover at your kitchen table with your wife who's pissed off at you because you've overspent. It's not even really your fault because inflation's so bad and you just don't know how to make it happen. You don't want to go your whole life eking by so that on your deathbed, you can only think about what you should have done, what you could have done instead of what you did. I am trying to bestow upon you the glory and satisfaction that on the moment of your death, on the day of your death, many years from now, you can look back and say, you fought for freedom, you fought for good. I am trying to give you the gift of a clean conscience. And it's never too late. And you are capable. And you are talented. I firmly believe that every person in the world, especially Americans, are bestowed with a specific gift from God. A talent from God. Doesn't matter how smart you are. Doesn't matter how athletic you are. We're all given a special talent. Find it. It is your calling. It is your goal. And use it for good. And if everyone who loves America does their duty to America, then it is inevitable that America will prevail over the evil that is the United States. You understand? You understand what I'm trying to say to you? Be not a citizen of the United States of America. Be an American. I don't care if you immigrate here. I don't care if you're gay or straight or what your religion is, if you're Muslim, Jewish, whatever. I don't care. That's cool. Whatever. Just be an American. Be an American Jew. Be an American Muslim. Be an American Black. Be an American white. Be an American Asian. As long as you are American, then you are on the side of good. If you're truly American, if you adopt the ideals this country was founded on, this Constitution, this Declaration of Independence was written upon, if you adopt those values, you will inevitably be a good person. And what is a good nation if not a nation made up of good people? That's all it is. We are a sum of our parts. So I implore you to consider the words that I've given you in this segment. I don't know if we're going to have a guest or not today, but we are going to be taking calls in about 30 minutes. So keep your phones close by. But if you want proof, in 2025, all draftable U.S. women will be forced vaccinated with deadly RNA spike proteins by the medical military industrial complex because they love you so much, they want to vaccinate you and then send you to the front lines. They care about your life so much that they want to vaccinate you because, you know, vaccines save lives. But they want to vaccinate you before they send you to war with Russia or China? I mean, one would think that if they cared about your life, they wouldn't force you via conscription to go to war with two of the strongest superpowers other than the United States in the world. Two of the most ruthless political organizations in the entire world. The Kremlin and the CCP. I mean, we look at Russia and we look at China as if they care nothing about human rights. What we need to realize is, yes, that's true, but we need to realize that the government of the United States of America is just as evil. It's just been so much better at covering it up. You realize that, right? You realize that our leaders are no better than the leaders of the CCP or the Kremlin. Our intelligence communities, our militaries are no better, morally speaking, than the Kremlin or Ukraine or Israel or Hamas or China. Everyone across the globe is basically the same level on average of evil. It is the human condition. We have all suffered equally from the fall of man since we ate from the tree of knowledge because that wretched woman gave us a piece of fruit. Right? So we need to stop thinking of ourselves as morally superior as a nation just because we have more freedoms protected by virtue of our founding fathers having foresight enough to document freedoms. Just because we have more freedom in our country doesn't mean our government is less capable or willing or wanting to commit acts of evil. And so they want to vaccinate, conscript you, and send you to World War III. Meanwhile, another vaccine passport bill fails to pass in New York, where medical legislation is disguised so the nanny state can impose vaccine mandates later. Here's what's going on. And I had the article on my desk. I misplaced it, but I don't even need it to talk about this. The federal government makes every industry, every individual, every professional so dependent financially on federal aid that it buys off any enemy that it would have. Civil War in the 1860s, the states were much less financially dependent on the federal government than they are now. I mean, Texas is never going to secede from the federal government because we get however many tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars from the federal government every year just for things like windmills and roads. I mean, we're bought off. Every university is bought off because aid is withheld. Foreign grants are withheld from the federal government to these universities unless they comply with weird Title IX regulations or others. And now the healthcare industry, this is the main reason that everybody should have voted against the Affordable Care Act, because now that the government is the customer and the government is the source of a vast majority of revenue, whether it's through Medicare or Medicaid or others, all of our doctors will bend to the will of a political class that has inherent conflicts of interest, that is inherently corrupt. So we have a situation now in which our healthcare, our education, every major industry that you can possibly think of is obedient, subservient, subjugated to the federal government, an inherently evil organization. And the only way to fight back against that is to be the good in the world and push from the bottom up against evil. It's a weight of evil on our shoulders, like the cross itself, and it gets heavier and heavier as it gets more and more corrupt and consumes more and more people and adds them to the top. And the weight gets greater. The closer you get to Mordor, the heavier the ring becomes. But if you push up, eventually it will yield before you do. Stay with us, folks. For more on the other side, visit InfoWarsStore.com right now and be the reason we are still on the air. Survival Shield X3 is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering this product. Frankly, not even considering it, just getting it at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, we know that nascent iodine supports thyroid health. Now, our thyroid is responsible for several things associated with our health, namely detoxifying, purifying the body, and eliminating the chemicals that we're exposed to, whether they're chemicals in our air, or chemicals in our water, or chemicals in our food. Nascent iodine is key in giving our body and our thyroid the strength and power that it needs to detoxify these terrible chemicals from the way that we are exposed to them in the environment. Now, not only is this nascent iodine incredible for our thyroids, but X3 is specifically designed to be as effective as possible because Survival Shield X3 includes three different types of iodine for one specific reason: to ensure bioavailability. We know that different people have different genes. Some genes are more prone to being able to absorb nascent iodine than others. So we've included three different types of nascent iodine in Survival Shield X3 to ensure that your body is able to absorb and integrate at least one of them into your functioning so that you can be as efficient and healthy as possible. Now, it's not only important to buy Survival Shield X3 because it does things like support thyroid health or because it does things like support detoxification or the enhanced bioavailability, but also because by getting this product, Survival Shield X3, from InfoWarsStore.com, you are supporting InfoWars itself. We know that this is a critical time for our country. We know that we have one of the most important elections, if not the most important election of all time, coming up this November. And so by getting Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you supporting your health and your body's ability to detoxify itself and power its thyroid system, but you are supporting InfoWars and keeping InfoWars on the air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get Survival Shield X3, support your thyroid health, detoxify your body, keep InfoWars on the air, and frankly, save humanity.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
The American Journal with Chase Geyser, your compass to the nation's crossroads on InfoWars.
Welcome to the American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser. Harrison Smith will be hosting the War Room this afternoon. Breaking news, Atlanta's most notorious judge, Christina Peterson, has been removed from the bench by the Georgia Supreme Court. The Judicial Commission found her guilty of, get this, systemic incompetence.
Good. I thought you were going to say racism.
Ooh. Well, yeah, yeah, that's what's funny about
if you'd
it. The answer
systemic
to systemic racism is systemic incompetence. They basically found her guilty of being retarded. Let's run this clip and then unpack it.
Now at noon, the Georgia State Supreme Court ruling Douglas County probate judge Christina Peterson be removed from the bench According to a decision issued today, Peterson violated multiple rules in the Code of Judicial Conduct. This decision comes days after Peterson was arrested at a nightclub in Buckhead. Good afternoon. I'm Rick Fulbaum.
And I'm Lana Harris. So Peterson now faces two charges, simple battery against a police officer and felony willful obstruction of law enforcement by use of threats of violence. The Georgia Supreme Court says Peterson is not eligible to be elected or appointed to any judicial office in the state.
Man.
For at least 7 years.
She's looking pretty ratchet. Pretty bad. Fascinating new developments in terms of legal developments. Big news for Steve Bannon tonight. The bipartisan legal advisory group. This is what Matt Gaetz was talking about on Timcast. Can you guys find the clip of Matt Gaetz on Timcast talking about the blag? They definitely cut it up. It was on Twitter a couple of weeks ago. The bipartisan legal advisory group, blag, voted tonight 3-2, confirming the official legal position of the House is that the J6 committee was illegitimate, and all subpoenas issued by the committee were also illegitimate. Of course, this was the committee that issued the subpoena against Steve Bannon. I believe that he refused to honor the subpoena and therefore was held in contempt. And the contempt charges, as I understand it, are the reason that he's been sentenced to prison until after the election beginning in July. Blag has now directed the House Office of General Counsel to file an amicus brief in support of Steve Bannon with Justice Roberts. Matt Gaetz explains how the Blag process works in the video. I believe the video is probably directly linked to this original tweet. Bannon is optimistic. So I don't know why this didn't happen sooner. Maybe they wanted to see how the legal process would play out. But maybe by some miracle, Bannon will be saved from having to go to prison. Although going to prison, I don't wish this upon Steve Bannon at all, because I think he's innocent and I support him and believe in him with all my heart. Frankly, Steve Bannon, other than Alex Jones, has probably been the single greatest inspiration to me in the political conversation. I watched American Dharma. I watched The Brink. I watched American Dharma at least half a dozen times. It's an amazing documentary about Steve Bannon. I'm not here to plug Steve Bannon's documentaries. I'm here to plug InfoWarsStore.com. But if you do have a chance to watch it, I highly recommend it. It's timeless, and it goes to show the importance of the populist movement, the work that he actually did. And it's just a deep insight, a sophisticated insight. It's trying to be a hit piece against him, really, but it just failed to do that because it was too honest. And it showed the American heroism of Steve Bannon. But so that being said, there's a part of me that wanted him to go to prison, because it would make a martyr out of him. It would empower him. It would awaken more people. But I don't wish this upon him, because no innocent man should ever go to prison, regardless of how Machiavellian the outcome may be, of how good the outcome may be. So I hope that he doesn't have to go. I hope he can stay on the air and fight the good fight from the front lines. And I hope that Matt Gaetz's strategy here, as he outlined in Timcast, is... Were you able to find that clip? Okay, let's run that clip real quick, and then we'll move on to other news. Okay. We need a couple of minutes. All right. So
legal advice.
Go ahead.
Speaker of the House, the majority leader, the majority whip, the minority leader, and the minority whip. So the Republicans hold a 3-2 in this. Bannon is going to petition for an en banc review of this determination to revoke his bail. When he does, I believe the blag should and will take a 3-2 vote for the House to seek leave to file an amicus brief with the en banc court that the January 6th committee was illegitimate. It was illegitimately formed. It was a runaway committee. It did not have a proper minority member. And whether it's Peter Navarro or Steve Bannon, nobody should be sitting in a jail cell because they would not comply with the absurd musings of a committee unlike any before in our nation's history.
Talk me through that again. So he would go to this committee, this five-person committee, where there's three people...
Yes. Oh, are three Republicans.
And if they vote in favor, then they would create.
And what it would do, what they would do is they would go to the court and say, "We want to tell the court that it is now the official view of the House of Representatives that the January 6th committee was illegitimate." Wow. And then Bannon's lawyers could ask the court to take judicial notice of that vote by the blag, which would then give them a basis to allow his bail to stay in effect.
And Republicans can do this with the majority.
The majority the Republicans can do this without even taking a floor vote. Mike Johnson, Steve Scalise, and Tom Emmer can do it, and it is my belief that they are working toward that, that end as we speak.
Oh, wonderful. That's good news.
What's the just been
my what about Navarro?
That's exactly what happened. He deserved. Blag did do what Matt Gaetz anticipated they would do, and it's yet to play out what's going to happen as far as whether the sentence is going to be overruled against Steve Bannon, but apparently Steve Bannon is optimistic, and so am I. And I just wanted to touch on this article because this ties in directly to what I was talking about in the last segment. Massachusetts unanimously passed a bill that would legalize the sale of babies by pregnant mothers. Remember how I mentioned that they want to allow abortion all the way up to full term because the more developed a fetus's organs are, the more valuable they are in the market? They are engaging in human trafficking, the sale of human beings. And how many examples have we read or seen over the course of the last year on social media of adoptive parents abusing their children? And I'm not against adoption by any means. I'm not trying to sound bigoted here, but there's a very specific type of adoption that seems to lend itself toward child abuse. And if you legalize a market for human beings, if you legalize a form of human trafficking, who do you think the first people are going to be who are most interested in engaging in this type of business? Who do you think the first people are going to be who just jump in like piranhas with a hint of blood, like sharks with a hint of blood in their nose? They're going to shred these children apart for their evil ends. It's impossible to stress enough how much the abandoning of biblical authority and thus the absolute morality of the Christian worldview has impacted our society, according to this article. Hurting the most vulnerable women and children, and a new bill that unanimously, keep that in mind, unanimously passed the Massachusetts House just highlights another layer of the brokenness that comes from leaving behind God's design for marriage, gender, and sexuality. Consider the headline, Massachusetts House Unanimously Approves Parentage Equality Bill. And they always name it something other than what it is, parentage equality? First of all, everybody should have equal rights to be the parent of their own children. But when you're talking about human trafficking and you're trying to throw equality and equity in the mix, this is like DEI, but instead of diversity, equity, inclusion for having a job, it's diversity, equity, inclusion for possessing a child as your property. This is the DEI of human trafficking right here, this trash. Now, such a headline looks good on the face of it. Who wouldn't want parentage equality? The Boston Globe describes the bill this way. This bill will fix archaic sections of state law that can make it difficult for LGBTQ families and those who use alternative methods of reproduction, like in vitro fertilization, to establish legal parenthood. So they want you to have the right to kill your baby so they can sell its organs. But if you're going to have your baby, they want to be able to sell it for the sake of equality to people statistically more likely to engage in abuse of that child. This is disgusting trash. Stop. Just stop. We're on the other side. All right, folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
Good evening, America. I thought we'd take some time out of our daily lives and sit down for a nice little chat. There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak. I suspect now even calls are being placed from the White House to members of Big Tech. I can almost hear George Takei and Stephen King tweeting furiously on their phones. And very soon, federal agents will be on their way. Why? Because words lead us to the truth, and the truth is, there is something very wrong with this country, isn't there? Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression, and where once you had the freedom to object, until now you have had sensors and systems of surveillance, coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission. How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. Oh, I know why you did it. You were afraid of the Orange Man. Who wouldn't be? Mean tweets, funny jokes, and fights with Rosie O'Donnell. Fear got the better of you, and in your panic you turned to Joseph Robinette Biden. He promised you war. He promised to forgive your student debts and make reparations for slavery. And all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent. So if you have seen nothing, if the crimes of this government remain unknown to you, then I would suggest you allow the 5th of November to pass unmarked. But if you see as I see, if you feel as I feel, if you would seek as I seek, then I ask you to stand beside me at the ballot box, and together we shall give them a 5th of November that shall never, ever be forgot.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser, your host this morning, filling in for the great Harrison Smith. He will be hosting the War Room this afternoon, so do not be dismayed. He's still with us today at the InfoWars headquarters in a secret location in Austin, Texas. We are going to be taking calls for the third hour. I'm opening up the phone lines right now. Open lines, 877-789-2539. The sooner you call, the more likely I am to get to you. That's 877-789-2539. Finally, 877-789-2539. Call now, get on the line, and share what you have to say with the world. Where do I begin for this next segment? I've got like a miscellaneous litany of articles to talk about. Let's just get into the Plandemic 2.0. Bird flu vaccines to be administered to humans in Finland starting next week. Isn't that wonderful? This Florida county reports latest case of dengue fever. Here's what to know. CDC issues dengue fever alert in the U.S. What is dengue fever? Is this my Gary Johnson, what is Aleppo? Am I supposed to know or understand what this is? This sounds like something from Vietnam. Dengue fever. It sounds like something you would get in the jungle or in Africa. And they seem to be just spitballing, throwing paint at the wall to try to figure out what is going to stick. But I don't think anybody's going to fall for it again. And the real shame of it is someday there is going to be a real pandemic. It's inevitable it's going to happen. It happens sometimes every however many hundreds of years, whether it's the bubonic plague or the Spanish flu. Someday there's going to be a real pandemic, and because these evil, demonic, Satanist globalists have lied so much, literally every election year, about some terrible virus or flu or bacteria or whatever, no one is going to believe them. I mean, remember, it was the 2008 H1N1 election year. 2010, 2012, Ebola election year. Then they had COVID-19, of course, and now they're talking about bird flu. Now they're talking about dengue. They're just using any excuse they can. They're trying to see what's going to stick so they can usher in even more regulations and sanctions. Keep in mind, folks, none of the rules and policies that had any long-term negative effect on our freedoms were actually lifted after this pandemic went away. Yes, it's true that you see fewer people wearing masks than you saw before, but they could institute mask mandates again in a heartbeat. That was never reversed or corrected. Yes, it's true that you don't have to stand 6 feet apart anymore like you used to, but they could institute 6 feet to slow the spread in a heartbeat. None of those sanctions were lifted. They're just dormant now. Yes, it's true that we're not experiencing massive lockdowns now, but they could lock us down in a heartbeat. None of those sanctions, policies, or regulations were lifted. They're just dormant. Yes, it's true that it's safe to show up on election day and vote in person, but none of the states reversed any of their laws or policies that made it easier for the Democratic machine to harvest as many votes as possible, door to door, ballot by ballot, paper mail-in by paper mail-in. And I'm just abundantly offended at the notion that we, the American people, are cowardly enough, fearful enough, weak enough to sacrifice our freedoms, our rights, and our liberties for the sake of a little bit of safety, and it's faux safety at that. It's not even real. Those who would sacrifice freedom for safety deserve none and will have neither. But we fall for it time and time again because we're morons, and they perpetuate it from the top time and time again because they're malicious. Thank God for their incompetence. Thank God for their stupidity. It could be our only hope in the fight for good over evil, the fact that the enemy is so abundantly stupid. But what happens is a long-term, quiet Trojan conspiracy. Evil is so inferior in strength and power to good that it has to operate and plan and set up infrastructure and systems in the dark for sometimes decades, dormant, preparing for an onslaught, just like Mordor. Keep in mind, Lord of the Rings, I go back to it. I don't know why I'm going back to it so much this morning, but it's so pertinent. Sauron amasses his army for literally centuries. He's still living, still conscious, still the eye of Sauron for centuries and centuries as he converts man to evil or elves to evil and makes them into orcs. And he develops the Uruk-hai and he converts Saruman the White to the darkness for centuries, preparing for the perfect moment for his onslaught against good. Because anyone who has studied the rules of war understands that you never attack a stronger enemy head on. So you have to conspire in the shadows if you want to defeat a stronger enemy until you've built up enough strength that you can catch them by surprise. And if history tells us anything, Alex Jones has said this many times, it's that good people sit by quietly and allow this evil to develop, to evolve, to grow in strength for centuries or decades or centuries or decades. And just at the last moment, when it's almost too late, finally people wake up, and unfortunately millions of people have to suffer the consequences, have to die in order for good to finally win. But it is inevitable that good does finally win. I mean, look at what happened in Star Wars. You have Senator Palpatine conspiring for decade after decade. Then he becomes chancellor. And it's not until it's too late that he declares himself emperor. And finally, there's this rebellion after people wake up to what's happened that is able to overcome this evil, but only after the destruction of entire planets. Only after Princess Leia has to watch her home planet destroyed right before her eyes at the hands of Darth Vader, utilizing his new Death Star for the first time. And must we wait here in the United States of America? Must we wait for the death of our way of life, of Western culture, of our entire civilization, of our entire nation, before we realize that evil has been conspiring for decades to eradicate all that is good? Are we going to allow ourselves to sit back and watch as this evil, dark energy accumulates power? As the CDC and the WHO conspire and enact policies for disease X, which doesn't even exist yet, and then try to manifest what that disease really is and throw it at the wall? Are we going to allow the WHO to do this? Are we going to allow the CDC to do this? Are we going to allow the World Economic Forum to accrue more and more globalist political power while we sit idly by? Are we going to allow NATO to accrue more weapons and soldiers and power? The European Union, the United Nations, our own federal government, which has accumulated a deep state so powerful, the likes of which mankind has never seen before in the history of government and civilization, as far back as writing goes. When are we going to wake up and do something about this? Violence isn't even necessary. I mean, if they would have caught Mordor early on doing this, they could have stopped it. If they would have caught Palpatine when he was just a senator, before he was a chancellor, trying to do what he was doing, they would have arrested him and neutralized the threat. The Jedi Council would have been able to take it over. I mean, every story has an example, every famous story of where if good would have intervened just a little bit sooner, all of this calamity and conflict and disaster could have been totally prevented. But we're sleeping. We are a sleeping giant. Even if you watch the Pearl Harbor movie, I believe this is a true story, I don't think it's just Hollywood fiction. As soon as Pearl Harbor was attacked, the Japanese leadership said, "I fear we have awakened a sleeping giant." But what if that giant would have never been asleep in the first place? Couldn't Pearl Harbor have been prevented? Couldn't World War II have been prevented? I am calling upon you, the info warriors, the sleeping giants in the world, all of those who stand for what is good, all of those who believe that Christ is king, all of those who believe in good over evil, the individual over the collective, I am calling on you right now to wake up before it's too late, because I don't want you to be shaken to consciousness by the actions of evil men. I want you to be woken up by an ally saying the enemy is coming, the British are coming, the British are coming. We're going to go to your calls, 877-789-2539. Again, 877-789-2539. We have 1 minute until we're going to break. I want to remind everyone that Survival Shield X3 is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Nascent iodine is an incredible product that helps with thyroid health. And for those of you who don't know, our thyroid is incredibly important for detoxifying our bodies from the chemicals in the air, the water, and the food that we consume. Obviously, we're inundated with preservatives, processed foods, chemicals. It's hard for our bodies to even get nutrition out of the food and water that we consume. So Survival Shield X3 is a great way to empower your thyroid to detoxify your body. Even globalist institutions like the WHO and the CDC admit that iodine deficiency is a leading major health problem in the world. It's known to be associated with cognitive impairment or cognitive decline. I'm sure that Joe Biden needs Survival Shield X3 more than anyone. So if you don't want to be like Joe Biden, go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Survival Shield X3. Fight for your mind, fight for your health, and fight for the truth in the InfoWar. All right, folks, BrainForce Ultra is back in stock. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Before I started working here at InfoWars, I didn't believe that supplements really worked. I thought these were just products that people consumed for peace of mind and that our body would flush them out. But one of the first products I ever took was BrainForce Plus, which is the capsule version of BrainForce Ultra. And this is actually more powerful than BrainForce Plus. But the first time I ever took BrainForce Plus, I noticed within 20 minutes that I had a change in my state of mind. And ever since then, I believed in our products and I believed in supplementation as an important part of health. So BrainForce Ultra is particularly special because it's a more potent and convenient form than BrainForce Plus. Now, it's not only going to help you with enhanced cognitive function, focus, but it also is going to help you with increased energy levels. We know that the formula includes yerba mate leaf and green tea leaves, both of which contain natural caffeine and polyphenols. These components provide a sustained energy boost without the crash. Ashwagandha root and ginkgo leaf are included for their adaptogenic and antioxidant properties. Not only will this product help enhance mental clarity and focus, enhance energy levels, but it will do so in a way that reduces stress so you don't feel the anxiety associated with too much caffeine, energy drinks, perhaps like an Adderall or a nicotine. These are all great reasons to buy BrainForce Ultra from InfoWarsStore.com, but perhaps the best reason to get this product, BrainForce Ultra, from InfoWarsStore.com is because by buying products from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep InfoWars on the air. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that there's a war on for your mind, that the globalists and transhumanists and the New World Order are trying to conglomerate all political power so they can subjugate humanity for the indefinite future. But we're not going to let that happen because we're going to do things like go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to get BrainForce Ultra. We're going to fight and win the war that is on for our minds, all while keeping InfoWars on the air. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now, get BrainForce Ultra, and be the reason we are still on the air.